It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this evening. System of a Down drummer John Dalmayan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. Alive, which I think is a good start for the current times.
I think most people are still alive. It's just a little more careful and fearful.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Exactly. And without as much toilet paper. John recently released, your debut solo album, These Gray Men, and it features your versions of Bowie, Talking Heads, Madonna, Radiohead, and Eminem songs. What liberties could you take, and what was sacred when you reimagined these songs?
I wouldn't say anything was sacred. I wanted to make it so that the listener wouldn't be sure if it was a cover or not. So I suppose I took a lot of liberties. But I think that's the point of doing a cover, is to make it your own and to be inspired by the original, but not be stuck to following the exact same path that the original writers took. Otherwise, why not just write your own song, and why bother doing a cover at all?
System of a Down drummer John Dalmayan with us. His debut solo record, These Gray Men, is out now. We are going to be playing a tune from it. Also, we'll be hearing from System of a Down, Cold, more with John. It is all on the way. It's Whiplash and 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, System of a Down drummer John Dalmayan on the show with us this evening, talking about his debut solo album, These Gray Men, which is out now. And it was recorded mostly at Dave Grohl's Studio 606. What makes a studio built by a musician more accommodating for other musicians?
Well, he knows what it takes to be comfortable at a studio. The board that he purchased from Sound City is the original board and the first board the system ever recorded on as well. So there was a kinship, an understanding, and Dave made it a very comfortable place. If you ever get a chance to go there, it's really nondescript on the outside, but once you go in, it's just got a nice lounge. It's the recording room itself is really bright and airy and warm. And the sound board, as well as the recording instruments and equipment, is in a room that's very large and comfortable, which is kind of the opposite of most recording studios. They're kind of dingy and dark. And he kind of did the opposite. It's the place you want to be. It's the place you want to hang out in and collaborate with people and create. It's really good for that.
System of a Down drummer John Dalmayan with us, talking about his debut solo record, These Gray Men. Let's check out a track from it. It's John Dalmayan, Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello, and Avenged Sevenfold, M Shadows, covering Radiohead's Street Spirit. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. System of a Down drummer John Dalmayan is my guest on the show tonight. He recently released his debut solo album, These Gray Men. And John, Surge, M Shadows, and Tom Morello all perform on this record. What made particular musicians compatible with specific songs?
Well, it's really that I had private documents on all three of them. I threatened to release those documents if they didn't collaborate with me.
Nice work.
And really, that's the trick. Anytime you can just follow people around that are famous, they're bound to do something stupid at some point. You just have a recording device handy, and then you just release a solo album and force them to be on it. That's how I did. I don't know how other people do it.
Nice work. Very well done.
Thank you. I really just reached out to friends. Initially, being that we've been touring for 20 years and we know a lot of people in the music business and a lot of artists. And I just really just reached out to people that I respected, and some of them weren't able to do it. Some of them didn't respond, which was a bummer. And then others did. And, an example of that are not only Surge, Tom Morello, and M Shadows, but also a good friend of mine, Sudisho, who's from Armenia, is one of the most popular artists in Armenia, and also a good friend of mine, Jonathan, who's in a up-and-coming band out of Brazil called Ego Kill Talent. I've been trying to get them to add an S to that, because Ego Kill Talent is so hard to say for me. I really think it should be Ego Kills Talent, but hey, that's just me.
Full Metal Jacket, John Dolmayan of System of a Down with us. Join me tomorrow for part two of our interview. Again, his debut solo record, These Gray Men, is out now. And thanks for hanging with me. I'm here Monday and Tuesday nights at midnight. Join me tomorrow night. We'll check out music from Metallica, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and of course, part two of my interview with John Dolmayan. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jacket. Facebook is Full Metal Jacket 666. And don't forget, check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com for upcoming guests, podcasts of every interview that I've ever done on the show, and more. And don't forget, if you have a small business that's open, KLOS wants to help you get the word out. Visit StayOpenLA.com. Register your business for free. Leaving you off tonight with Cold, Stupid Girl. See ya. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket, System of a Down drummer John Dolmayan on the show with us tonight. And John, it's been 15 years since System of a Down released an album. How would artistic growth plus life experience and maturity affect the sound of a hypothetical new album?
Well, I think that had we made an album every 3 to 4 years, you would have seen an incredible growth and expression come out of System. It's a sadness for me that we never really fully met our potential and probably never will. Even if we release an album now, you can't get back the years that you did nothing. And I think if you talk to some of the other members in my band, they don't look at it that way because they weren't idle necessarily. But the bottom line is that although you can do something on your own, even with my solo album, These Gray Men, I didn't have the benefit of the three other guys in my band who were so instrumental in developing the sound that I've come to be accustomed to, the song quality, the writing styles, the lyrical content. I mean, everybody brought something unique to System of a Down. And the bottom line is, when you go, you do your own project, you're going to do the best you can to make it great, but you don't have the benefit of the talent of the other people that were in your band with you. And I think each of our solo projects are poor for it, although there's a lot of positive and good content coming out of each of us individually, it still pales in comparison to what we could have accomplished together. But that's neither here nor there. It's not something that's in my power. My band is stupid, and we're going to continue to be stupid, I guess. But we're not alone. You know, Tool was stupid for a long time, and Rage Against the Machine has been for quite some time, too.
System of a Down drummer John Dolmayan with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. John's debut solo record, These Gray Men, is out now. He's going to be picking a tune here in just a bit. I'll also be getting to live Ozzy Osbourne so we can remember what being at a concert's like, since we might not be at one for a bit. For now, Disturbed. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. John Dolmayan on the show with us tonight. Again, he recently released his debut solo album, which is called These Gray Men. And you're putting out Essentia, your own comic book. What's your favorite thing about comic books, and especially your comic book as a communicative art form?
Well, number one, I enjoy the process of writing and creating, you know, a world that is completely out of my head. I've always enjoyed that storytelling aspect of comic books and novels, but more comic books than anything else. I also like the heroic aspect of the comic book characters and superheroes, and that, you know, at great risk to themselves and almost to no gain, and sometimes to their own detriment, they would risk everything to help other people and help the defenseless. And in a lot of ways, that's how I would expect people to live their lives, and that's how I've lived my life, is I've always tried to help those that were in need or were weaker or whatever the case may be, you know, in a small way, you know. But here you had really great evils that beset society, and here are these selfless individuals trying to do something to stem that evil, or at least to waylay them in some way. You know, so when I approached it for my own comic book, it's a lot of that, but it's also a lot of self-realization. Like, you know, what would you do to be immortal? Who would you betray? Who would you abandon? So so on and so forth, because the story is based 150 years in the future, but it basically deals with the prospect of having the ability to be immortal for a limited amount of people, and you know, what everybody else would do to try to get into this place. You know, right now we look at it like we have our families, we have our children, if we have children, and you know, we realize that we have a finite amount of time. So there's a point in having children and raising them and giving them the benefits of your wisdom eventually, and you know, helping them to become their own people and to move on and make their own mistakes, but also make their own triumphs in life. That need would be eradicated if you're going to live forever, because part of having the next generation is the immortality of our race, right? Like living as long as we can. Our desire to procreate is based on our desire to keep human beings on this planet. You know, but what if that's taken away? What, you know, at one point do you say, I'm just going to live for myself and be selfish? And then also it's a matter of trying to maintain that, but you get bored of it. So it addresses a lot of things. And again, there's a lot of the onions to peel back here, but initially I want people to enjoy it, but understand that it's a slow burn. It's not going to be something where you have people flying around or Spider-Man or anything like that. It's based in a scientific reality that's possible, although not probable.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Jonto Mayan. Pick up These Gray Men. Look out for his comic book, Essentia. John, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for hanging with me for another edition of Whiplash. You can find me here on 95.5 KLOS every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Did I say Twitter? I meant Twitter. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. And check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. And hey, for those that are like, hey, I want to work out, I can't go to the gym, I want you to know that every weekday at noon, KLOS brings you Marcy's Boot Camp, an hour of high-octane music to help you sweat. So don't miss that tomorrow. Leaving you off tonight with Iron Maiden. It's Whiplash on KLOS. See ya.
Seven deadly sins, seven ways to win, seven.